Welcome to Shotgun Sports USA, recorded in the U.S. and streaming all over the world. I'm your host, Justin Barker, and I talk to shotgun shooters from all disciplines. Championship-winning coaches, gun clubs, world-class target setters, vendors, and industry-leading companies that fuel the sport. If you're into clay target sports, you are at the right place for insider information from some of the best in the world. Check us out online at shotgunsportsusa.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram. Shotgun Sports USA is powered by Winchester Ammunition, the American legend. Also brought to you by Ultimate Shooting Accessories, Rick Hemingway's Pro-Matic Trap Sales, Sound Gear and Sound Gear Phantom, Comp and Choke, Clay Shooter Supply, and Clay Target Vision. My guests on the show today are here to talk about Nilo Farms. Nearly 70 years ago, John Olin took acres of farmland joined by timber and turned it into a wildlife oasis. He created an ideal place to raise and train the best Labradors that ever flushed a pheasant or retrieve a duck. He called it Nilo. Nilo Farms consists of more than 600 acres dedicated to unsurpassed hunting, sport shooting, and gun dogs. In this episode, we will cover the history of Nilo Farms, the fourth annual Nilo Open, and something brand new called Shoot with the Pros, where 18 individuals will get to spend a few days with some of the best shooters in the world, all brought to you by Winchester. Please welcome to the show, Dwayne Pitts and Donnie Ballard.
How's it going, Justin?
Hey, Justin. Thanks for having us on.
Guys, we are talking about Nilo Farms today. This is a very interesting place with a lot of history. I see it advertised online and through social media, and I hear about it from within the sporting clays community. Dwayne, you are the manager at Nilo. Tell me about this place.
All right. Well, Nilo is located just outside of St. Louis, from downtown St. Louis. We're about 35 minutes away, so real easy to get to from that side of the river. But we sit on about 650 acres. In the fall, springtime, we offer hunts, and then summertime, we focus on our sporting clays out there. But Nilo's been around since the early 50s. 1952 is actually our official start date. So this is our 70th year, actually.
And tell me about what all you have to do at Nilo Farms to keep it running successfully every day.
All right, well, I'll just kind of start with my history with Nilo. So I've been around Nilo since the early 90s. My dad, he actually just retired there. He had a little over 30 years in. So I've actually lived on the property two different times. Once being a kid, I lived there. Finally got up out of college, got married, moved away from home, and still worked at Nilo, just moved off the farm. And then lucky enough to live back on the property, move back onto the property here about 4 or 5 years ago. So what I do on the property, I mean, even though I'm the manager, it's almost like your family farm. I mean, we've got 650 acres there. You know, if it's living on the property, it's a Monday through Monday job. I mean, you're working 7 days a week. There's always something to do. I have everything from office responsibilities, from, you know, setting up sporting clay shoots to booking hunts. And I do everything from that all the way down to, if there's trash in the road ditch or some weeding that needs to be done, anything in between, I do it. I'll jump right in there with my staff and help them out just the same. I still do a lot of dog training. We don't do any dog training for any outside dogs. All the dogs that we train are just Nilo dogs that you're going to hunt with there. But that's probably the part of my job that I enjoy the most is getting with my staff, loading up a truckload of dogs, going over to the field and just training the dogs. Really love that part.
It's an interesting story on how and why John Olin started Nilo. He wanted to raise and train the best Labrador retrievers.
Yeah, one of the main reasons that he created the farm, it was back in the, mid-1940s. Mr. Olin went to a dog trial. He really enjoyed what he saw. And he decided that that's something that he wanted to get into. Every story that I've ever heard about Mr. Olin, if he decided that he wanted to get into something, he was going to do it, and he was going to be one of the best. And that's one of the reasons that he created Nilo. So one of the first things he did when he created Nilo, he built a dog kennel, and then of course he had to fill that kennel up with some of the greatest dogs, and that's exactly what he did. And one of those first main dogs was King Buck. I'm sure a lot of people listening to this have probably heard about King Buck before, but he's our claim to fame. He's the only dog to be ever be featured on that federal waterfowl stamp.
Donnie, isn't he the dog that is on a lot of promotions for Winchester?
Yeah, we use that logo in a lot of places and have over the years. I mean, you can go on the Winchester Gear Store and you can get, you know, the King Buck clock. The actual painting, the famous painting, is actually in our office in Brett Foyer, the president's office. So it's really cool to see that, like, original painting whenever you walk in there. You know, just a timeless piece of art, really.
Yeah.
And then this year is the 70th anniversary of Nilo, so there's a special commemorative AA box that will be introduced here in a couple weeks. You'll start seeing it at stores and at shoots, and that'll feature a lot of the cool logos. And just another little trivia question, Nilo is actually Olin backwards, so that's kind of where the name comes from.
Dwayne, Nilo's known for its hunting. What sort of hunts do you do there, and how does someone get there if they want to hunt at Nilo?
Yeah, I'll just kind of start at the beginning here. So one of the greatest things about Nilo, as long as you can get there, we can pretty much take care of everything else, if it's on the hunting side of it or the sporting clays. Kind of focusing on the hunting side of it, you know, somebody shows up, we offer pheasant hunting, chucker, and duck hunts. Our duck hunts are flighted hunts, but when you're out there hunting the pheasants and the chuckers, you're always going to be hunting with one of my guides, and you're always going to be hunting over Nilo dogs. So we don't let any outside dogs come in. So like I said, when you come in, you're always going to be hunting over our well-trained dogs. My staff consists of four dog trainers, four guides. They come in every day, take care of the dogs. Right now we have 34 dogs in-house. Each one of my guys, they have their own little fleet of dogs. So every time that they're going out, they're picking the same dogs, taking them out, hunting with them. And, yeah, like I said, when a guest come out, we'll provide guns for them. Of course, we provide Winchester ammunition for them. We'll provide orange vests, their hunting license. Like I said, as long as they can get there, we got everything else to take care of them throughout the day.
What dogs do you use? Labs? Is that it?
Yeah, you know, since our history of, you know, working labs with the AKC field trial, we've always been lab heavy. We do got a couple of Springer Spaniels, and I got one English Pointer, which an English Pointer, that's kind of what I grew up hunting over. So he's kind of my favorite out of the kennel down there.
Yeah. I'm reading something here on your website. It says you have renowned fried chicken and world famous pheasant pot pie. And you know, Donnie, I'm going to pick out the food.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. No, that's literally the best part of like the entire hunt, I think. So we use Nilo a lot to take out some sponsors that come in, some clients that come in. And I was with a group of guys from Texas one time. I think there's probably 20 of us. And this guy, you know, he just was real quiet. And then all of a sudden he spoke up. He says, "Man, I never thought I would come to Illinois and have the best fried chicken I've ever had in my life." He's like, "I can't believe I'm telling you that this is better than my grandma's fried chicken."
Sounds like I'm going to have to come up there for lunch one day.
Yeah, it's deadly. It's good stuff.
So after the hunt, I'm assuming that you send them home with their harvested birds, right?
Correct. Yeah. After the day's hunt, we're fortunate enough to have a local locker that cleans our birds, and we will send you guys home with clean, frozen, prep birds ready to be cooked. You don't have to get your hands dirty at all.
So after the hunt, I'm assuming that most people shoot sporting clays.
Yep. Yeah, our clay target, we shoot sporting clays year-round. During the hunting season, which runs from October 1st to the end of March, we typically only have one sporting clay course up and running. It's anywhere from 10 to 15 stations. Summertime, we're getting into more, like I said, sporting clay focused, where we're shooting some registered targets and doing some fundraiser events. So currently, I got two sporting clay course is set up, ready to roll.
When did Nilo Farms start throwing clay targets?
Oh man, that's a good question. So I've been around the farm since, man, about my entire life. But I'm gonna say in the early 90s. I remember being a kid, being around the farm and having to come over and sit on a hand trap. You know, every time somebody called pull, you're hitting the lever, you're grabbing that the arm, cocking it back around. So I might be showing my age a little bit, talking about that type of a trap. Of course, everything we have now are all wireless. All you got to do is hit a button, and the trap holds 400 targets, and you just load them about, after every 100 shooters or so. But I'm going to say somewhere there in the early 90s, we've had sporting clays.
As far as the hunting side of things there, how would someone book to hunt with Nilo Farms? And then what is the pricing structure of these hunts?
So what we really push is our one-day package, which will include a duck hunt, an upland hunt, includes that famous fried chicken lunch, and then sporting clays in the afternoon. And that is $575 per person. Again, that includes all that I mentioned on the hunting side of it, the targets, the ammunition, your hunting license, your guides, dogs. That's the whole package.
Yeah, and the other one, Justin, is probably my favorite would be like your two-day hunt where you get clay birds in the morning, pheasants in the afternoon, and then you get your pheasant pot pie, and then the next day you can have the fried chicken. So you get to try both meals. You get to hunt ducks, chucker, pheasants a few times, shoot clay pigeons a few times. That's a good hunt for somebody that's traveling from far away as well. So you get a little more time at Nilo.
How do you go about booking a hunt with Nilo? Do you have to do it online or do you call?
No, they have to call. What I would suggest is everybody go online, check out our website. That'll give you a lot of history of the farm, give you some information on what we offer. Pricing is also on that website. Give that a look. And then my email and phone number is on that website. So yeah, give me a call. And we'd look at the schedule and hopefully get you booked.
Yeah, check them out online at nilofarms.com, and you can also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Now, Dwayne, does Nilo offer memberships or not?
We are not a membership club. Okay. So, back in when we started back in the 50s all the way up to the 90s, we were actually an invite-only club. So it didn't matter if you wanted to come. If you weren't invited, you weren't coming. And then finally in the late 90s, early 2000s, if you got invited to come hunt at Nilo from somebody from Winchester, or Oland, then, they would allow you to bring your own group. And then it was probably around about 2015, somewhere between, or 2010 to 2015, somewhere in there, we started being open to the public. We just weren't real vocal about it. And then here about 2015 and on, we've slowly started to be a little more vocal about, hey, yeah, we're open to the public. Come out and, shoot sporting clays with us. Come out and book a hunt with us. We'd love to have you.
So by being open to the public, people are able to go shoot sporting clays there, and you're able to host registered events.
Yeah, that's exactly kind of what we're getting to is more registered shoots. Originally, our sporting clays, we slowly started opening up to some local fundraiser events. The Ronald McDonald House is one that comes to mind. We've had them at Nilo for many years. But after having a few fundraiser events, then we started opening it up more and more, just for the public to come in and shoot. And then last year was actually the first year that we ever threw NSEA registered targets. And in our area, it was a big hit. We had quite a bit of participation.
Yeah, I mean, and we're on Score Chaser now, so you can go on Score Chaser as well to sign up for the monthly registered shoots. Like Dwayne said, there was a lot of charity shoots that we would do throughout the year. I remember working them as a kid, and local hospital charity shoot, local Boy Scout shoot, and now that's kind of morphed into some larger shoots and more registered shoots. And then the most notable shoot that we have is the Nilo Open. So this year is the fourth annual Nilo Open. So about 5 years ago, the idea was to, how do we throw a big shoot at Nilo? How do we get a lot of people out to Nilo? And the Nilo Open was kind of where we started. It started off just as a 100 bird, one day shoot that wasn't registered. It was kind of a fun shoot. We didn't really know what to expect, in that first year, but we knew we were going to give away a lot of cool Winchester prizes. And that very first year we actually had 200 shooters. So that was awesome. So after that first shoot, we were really amped up and immediately started planning the second one. And the second one really exceeded our expectations. I think we had 287 shooters for that year. And then last year was about the same, even with the COVID year, we had a similar number of shooters. And this year is the fourth annual Nile Open. We're actually going to do it on 2 days, June 10th and 11th. And I believe we're 400 shooters is what we're hoping to get.
Yeah, we're hoping for 400 shooters. Actually, currently we've got over 250 signed up as of today. So still got some spots left, but would love to fill that.
Yeah, so we filled probably 250 spots probably in a week and a half since registration has been open, or 2 weeks. So yeah, they fill up fast, and it's the prize structure is really good for this shoot. So last year, just to put it into perspective, Eric Harvey won the shoot. So he got probably 10 cases of double A's and some gift cards and some other gear. Well, we have like a Lewis class based prize structure. So if you shoot a 98 and you shoot a 58, that person that hits that low Lewis, they're winning the same amount of prizes as the guy that shot a 98. So, you know, it keeps it to where a lot of people want to sign up for it because everybody feels like they have a chance to really win. We give away 10 guns, Nilo hunts, a lot of Winchester double A's. And then we have a really good list of sponsors that always, that have helped us out a lot. And the sponsor list has grown a ton over the years. Right now we have Farm and Home, Browning, Winchester, Veland, Altrista, Foam Supplies, White Flyer Targets, Irvin, Purina, and Welch Outdoors. Those numbers of sponsors continue to grow. A lot of people want to get in on the action. It's a great event, and we're happy to throw it. What we started last year too is event attendees can actually round up their registration $10, and that goes to Folds of Honor, the charity that that helps out military veterans and their families.
Well, good. That's a great cause and a great organization. Now, listen here. If you've got Eric Harvey coming to this shoot, he's on fire right now, and I'm not so sure he wouldn't just win it again.
I challenge him to come win it.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He knows how to point the shotgun.
Yeah, you have any other big names showing up?
Justin Barker, are you going to show up? That's a big name.
Yeah, no, that ain't big enough. That ain't big enough to win, okay?
Yeah, a lot of the local, you know, Illinois, Missouri guys that you probably see at a lot of NSCA shoots are going to be there. It's a really, you know, well-run shoot. There's not a lot of standing, waiting around. I mean, people that go out on the course. The first, I think, 2 years, me and Dwayne kind of just breathed a sigh of relief because we were using older traps. And, you know, with 287 shooters on one course, we were like, ooh, this could go south fast, but everything worked out well, fortunately. And then last year, 2 years ago, we got all new traps for the course. So, yeah, now we have two courses. So, now there's going to continue to be really awesome sporting clays events that happen at Nilo Farms, and we're, you know, everybody here shoots. You know, there's local registered shoots, probably four or five local clubs. So see, every week there's a shoot somewhere, and we're glad Nilo's in that rotation now.
Do you rent golf carts for your registered tournaments?
We don't. That's one of the good things about our course. It's very walker friendly.
Okay.
We're from the parking lot where you park at to actually get on the course is a very short distance. The course is fairly flat, you know, maybe just a couple little hills on it, but you don't have to drive from, like I said, from where you park to the very first station. You don't have to walk very far or drive very far, and you're going to be at a shooting station.
Now tell me what it costs to shoot the Nilo Open and what you get with that registration fee.
The registration fee is $135 for a non-NSCA registered shooter, and then $141 for NSCA registered targets. But that includes a lot. I mean, that includes, 100 targets, ammunition, which is Winchester double A's, the best of the best, lunch, and then a gift bag. And, you know, we try to make the gift bag pretty cool. I think last year it was a Nilo hat and an ammo can, mug. I mean, you're getting a lot for entering into this shoot. It's not just a a lipstick or lip balm and a couple stickers.
And a cleaning towel for your glasses.
Yeah.
So $141 gets you 100 clays and the ammo to shoot it?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer right there, for sure.
And new for this year, too, is you can actually shoot both days. You can shoot June 10th and June 11th if you want to. And there's a prize pool for each day. So it's the opportunity for shooters to win some cool items is very high.
Yeah, kind of like one thing Donnie touched on earlier, you know, Eric Harvey, yeah, he shot it in last year. I believe he shot a 94. Of course, yeah, he was our high overall. He took home the biggest prize. But then also we had someone that hit a Lewis class that shot at 45. And if I remember correctly, they took home at least two cases of double A's with them. So kind of what he mentioned, it's a good chance to we do a really good job of spreading prizes around. You know, if we top it out at 400 shooters, the way we got our prize pool set up right now is at least 100 people go home winning a prize. So
yeah, and
I feel like we spread around pretty well.
Browning and Winchester Firearms have been very generous too over the years, and we do gun we draw 10 guns at each shoot each year. So you know, there's not too many registered shoots that give away, you know, 10 guns just out of a random draw.
Yes, I would agree with that. So what else does Nilo have planned, or what else do they have coming up?
Yeah, so there's also another event that'll be taking place at Nilo and at all over our property, really, in East Dalton, Illinois, and that's the Shoot with the Pros presented by Winchester. So that's going to be June 7th, 8th, and 9th of this year. And what that includes is it's a Shoot with the Pros experience, and that's training and shooting with Team Winchester. So we've got a pretty good list of Team Winchester members. Desi Edmonds, Eric Harvey, Matt and Foster Barthlow, who you've had on the podcast, and then Kim Rohde, you know, obviously she needs no introduction, 6-time Olympic medalist Kim Rohde, and then Frank Thompson, who's also an Olympian. So there's two sporting clay shooters, two skeet shooters, and two trap shooters. So, you know, if you come to this event, and it's $3,500 per person, we're limiting it to 18 attendees. So you really get some hands-on training with six of the best shooters, you know, in their respective games. And that's also shooting at Nilo. That's probably a day and a half shooting at Nilo, a day at the Winchester Trap and Skeet facility, which is separate from Nilo. It's actually near our manufacturing facility. And the one thing that's really exclusive about the Shoot with the Pros is it includes a Winchester Shot Shell facility tour. So, you know, if you sign up for this, you'll get to see how your favorite ammunition is made. It's, you know, it's a very unique experience. Not a lot of people have ever been able to tour a shot shell facility, or shoot with some of the best shooters in the world. And this is an opportunity to do that. And that price includes your meals, lodging, ammunition, and clay targets. The, you know, traveling is for the person. They have to cover that if they want to come.
So if you sign up for this, you get to shoot with all six people, right?
That's right. Yeah. It'll be kind of, you know, we'll probably do A, B, and C where, you know, A group goes with the skeet shooters, B group goes with the sporting clay shooters, and C group goes with the trap shooters. And after a couple hours, they'll rotate through. So you'll get to learn from the best sporting clay shooters, trap shooters, and skeet shooters, and really improve your game for sure.
Let's talk about the lodging. You said lodging's included.
Yeah, so they'll actually be staying at a hotel that we use, the DoubleTree Hotel. It's in Collinsville, Illinois, and we have a relationship with that hotel specifically. We actually have a Winchester suite at the top of that hotel where we'll be having our meals and hanging out with the shooters as well as people that work at Winchester. So we have this entire, it's probably three or four big rooms that were converted into one room. And there's a TV, couches, a meeting room, a bar. It's the Winchester suite. It's decorated with a bunch of Winchester regalia. It's a really, really cool experience.
So June 7th through the 9th, you can shoot with the pros. Donnie, have you released this information yet?
We just did a press release on it this last week. So as of right now, registration is open. They can register. They can email me at my email, which is on the flyer. I think I sent the flyer to you. We'll get that posted on your website. And then, or they can call our number, which is 618-258-2000, and ask for me, Donnie Ballard.
So Shoot with the Pros is the 7th through the 9th. You can stay, and then you can shoot the Nilo Open the 10th and the 11th. Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, that works out pretty good. So if you want to come up for that, you might as well stay an extra couple of days and shoot the Nilo Open.
Yeah.
It was almost like it was planned that way.
Yeah.
So only 18 people are going to be able to take advantage of this, right?
That's right. Very exclusive group.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest thing about that is that that factory tour. That's a pretty neat experience.
Yeah.
With me working with Winchester, I've been lucky enough to sneak in and have a tour. That's just something that everybody doesn't get to see. So that's a pretty unique experience just in that itself.
Yep. Talk about the tour. What's involved with it, Donnie? You walk in the front door and do what?
Yeah, you walk in the front door, they'll give you your eye protection and your ear protection. And as you walk in the main building, it kind of shows you the process of how the components turn into, at the end of the day, the loaded round. And there'll be a few engineers in our SHOT Show manufacturing facility that will be given the tour. And you'll see how a piece of lead and how a piece of steel or a piece of brass, it turns into a fully loaded SHOT Shell at the end of the day. And you'll get to see how, your favorite Winchester loads are made. Hopefully that day they'll be running double A's and super targets and dry locks and blindside, double X, super X. It's really cool to see the scale and how well everything is made. Most people don't think about how something's made until they see it being made, and it's very interesting. Or ammunition, people see it and they're like, oh, I wonder how that's made. Well, now you're going to get to see that.
Now, if you bring your family with you, how many people can go on this tour? Just you?
It's just open to the 18 attendees.
Okay.
Yeah, and they have to be over the age of 18 to get into our facility.
You know, guys, there's one thing that I've noticed, and I've been to the World Championship and even all the way through last year at the U.S. Open and all these other large regionals, is I noticed that Winchester has done a great job of supplying the shooters and the clubs with enough ammunition to be able to shoot and have a good time. So, I want to say I appreciate Winchester doing that. I think that's a great thing that they've done.
Yeah. It's tough. Everybody knows that, there's so much demand for ammunition. But the shoots that we attend, the shoots that we sponsor, the clubs that we work with that support us throughout the year, we want to support them. So, a good example of that, it would be the upcoming U.S. Open. We've been working with Rick Hemingway for, really probably since last October, making sure he has what he needs for that to be a successful shoot. I mean, there's going to be, I think there's 16 or 1700 signups already for it. So, I think that's probably the second biggest shoot ever outside of NSCA National Championship. So, all your favorite Winchester loads will be available for that. So rest assured, if you're going to Backwoods Quail Club, in about 3 weeks, you will be able to shoot the load that you want to shoot there.
Winchester has a lot to do with a lot, and every place that I've been, I've seen Winchester and plenty of it for people to buy and shoot. So,
yeah, the last 3 or 4 years, we've really worked on growing our presence in sporting clays. And I think we've done a really good job there. We've signed and picked up some of the best ambassadors this sport has. We worked with some of the best clubs, the best range owners. We really have a lot going for us, and we're happy to continue to support that and to grow it. And a lot of that that's gone on over the last 3 or 4 years has really kind of re-energized, what we want to do at Nilo Farms and just throwing more shoots there and being more active, in our local community with shooting. So it's really been good for us.
It probably helps that the president of the company likes to shoot as well, right?
That does help. That does help. Dwayne never knows when he's going to show up, but yeah, chances are if there's a weekend and the weather's nice, Mr. Floyer is out at Nilo Farms honing his skill on the sporting clays range.
Now, are all of you going to be at the U.S. Open?
I will be at the U.S. Open. Some of our local reps will be there. And then of course, all of our shooters will be there. So it'll be, I think, about all hands on deck, just like, some of the other big shoots we've been to.
Donnie, Dwayne, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you telling us about Nilo Farms and the Shoot with the Pros that's coming up, which I think is really, really interesting. And we look forward to seeing you in the next shoot we attend.
Justin, thanks for having us. And again, everybody out there, please visit nilofarms.com and get signed up for these really great events. And I can't wait to see you all at the U.S. Open and all the other future events that are going on this year and into next year.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Justin. See you, Justin.
All right. See y'all.